Private.
Private.
213.
Ooh. Ooh.
Unlucky.
I got my dick out.
Don't put it away. Put your dick away.
That's a pay one.
Can't wait for the whisper episode.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, fuck.
I think just about every number's unlucky.
Why? Why would you say that?
Because it's hard to add them up or do divided by. It's just really hard.
My school never taught me pluses or divided by.
We only did multiplication and subtraction.
No divided by.
We only did X and minus.
We times things.
Oh, Chet, I fucking hated that when people would say times and they didn't know that it was like multiply. That's like how pedantic I was as like an 11-year-old.
I mean, I was too about stupid shit like that too. That didn't really matter. Like, dude, verse me.
I hated that.
Dude, verse me
in Super Smash Bros.
did you hate it just because you hated getting versed?
Yeah, I hated losing.
Jokes on those kids, because now verse is a gay thing.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
It's your top and a bottom.
See, I thought it was a music thing.
Oh,
well, I guess it is a music thing too.
Mm-hmm. But it's interesting where your mind went. It's very interesting, right where you jumped.
I thought it was a band.
Oh, Alex is sus, everybody.
Verse is a band.
They are, yeah.
Are they?
They're one of those bands that are like, I think they're from the East Coast, actually. They're one of those bands that everyone fucking moshes, but also sings along to. And
they can't be that good. You don't even know what state they're from. If you don't know what state they're from, they can't be that good.
Well, they're just one of those bands that fall into the fucking eastern seaboard. You know, there's so many bands where I can't remember. Okay, they're from Providence. There you go.
People are being real loud. There's a hardcore band.
Going to see
stomping around.
Looks like Verse is playing their first show tonight in 9 years. And
I don't like going in the pit because my elbows hurt.
Whenever anybody asks me, like, if I've ever heard of a band and I never heard of them, like, my first question is, where are they from? Just to see if I can, like, grasp at a straw from, or, like, at a band from the scene, just so I could, like, connect with them. But, I really don't care, but where they're from, it doesn't matter, but it helps me kind of connect.
That's a good way to keep the combo going, though, when you don't know.
Yeah,
I ask if they have a chick singer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if they say yes, I walk away.
Female fronted woman isn't fronted a genre.
Female fronted is not a genre.
They don't have females, right?
Females?
Wearing my female fronted is a genre shirt to a hardcore show and just crowd killing. Why is everyone mad at me?
How about a band that's Karen fronted?
That would piss me off, dude. Are you kidding me? I bet, you know what they would do? They'd be on stage and stop the music when someone starts moshing too hard.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I think that's what Bikini Kill was. I think they were a Karen-fronted band. They're a band of all Karens.
More like Party Kill.
I think Sweet Promises is opening up for them on their tour.
Seeing a band called Wet Blanket, and everyone's moshing, and they stop. They're like, can you guys please stop dancing?
Please. You're ruining our mood.
Is that guy back there smoking weed? Can you kick him out? Wet Blanket. A band called Cops, where they're like that. You better not. They're
that happened
edge.
When I saw Minus the Bear. When I saw Minus the Bear, there was like some teens there that tried moshing, which I agree is stupid for a Minus the Bear show. Mm-hmm. But
also, it should be Subtract the Bear. Mm. They sound like little kids.
Yeah.
Well, now he's being pedantic.
I played Divided by the Bear.
Divided by the Bear.
But no, the singer took the mic and was like, hey, stop that. It's not this type of show. I'm like, okay, man.
Oh, well, it's
true.
Come on.
You know what? Good. If you
that
are
is kind of a dumb show to mosh.
If
at.
You are the singer, you are the leader of also the band and the crowd, and you need to put them in their place. You need to yell at everybody that's acting up in the crowd.
I've seen a couple shows get stopped because people like pass out or get knocked out. Mm-hmm. One of those shows was Good Charlotte, if I remember correctly. It was pretty hot that day, and there was like 35-year-olds moshing, so you can see how that happens. It was one of the final warps. It was just that crowd. And then the other one was at the final warped in Detroit, and it was during 303's like 35-minute set, and they had to stop the show like 3 times because people kept passing out because they were fucking 30-year-olds rolling in 100-degree weather at 303.
What's great too?
You can't be doing that.
What's great is because you have those like 35-year-old guys that are doing that, but they also see all the like people on stage drinking out of those monster cans, but it's just water in there. But they think like, well, those guys are drinking Monster. I should also
that's all I need too.
Only be drinking Monster.
No, it's called Monster Tour Water.
Yeah. It just,
when you go backstage, you would get them as well. It's just like their marketing thing. It's like what Liquid Death is now.
Yeah, it looks like everybody's drinking Monster on stage because they had that brand with like the deal, but like they're not.
I wish I would have saved one of those because it's such a Joshua Jerry thing to have on your shelf. Is the Monster Energy at the bottom in like little blue letters. Yeah. It says Tour
Imagine,
Water.
Imagine.
It would be cool if he went to Warped Tour just to get like a commemorative popcorn bucket.
Imagine giving him the Monster Water and he doesn't know it's a water and he takes a sip out of it. How mad would he be?
Oh my God.
Oh, it must have gone bad. It
ruining his fucking day.
Dude, there probably were people that like were friends of bands that were like local openers and they got backstage there and got some of that. You knew that, you know, there were some little fucking little scrotum deviant kids running around like, and immediately they taste water and go,
I'd be so mad.
Tastes like nothing.
If I thought I was going to taste White Monster and just tasted water or the lack of White Monster, I'd be pretty surprised.
It's a green M on there. So you'd think you're drinking original Monster.
Oh, you think it's gasoline flavor?
Yeah, exactly. It's already going to be bad, so it's better to, I'd rather be water.
You know what's way better? Before I knew it was water, I just thought it was hot as fuck, and we'd been standing around, and we just watched Keith play, and I cracked that bitch open, and then it was water and not Monster, and I was so happy.
Yeah, right? That's like, you got to feel good. When last year, they made those like Monster hard seltzers, and we were buying alcohol, like beer for a party, and I saw
they were Beast.
Yeah, they were the Monster Beasts.
Monster Beast.
But they don't have caffeine, right?
No, they don't have caffeine. It's just like...
it would break the Four Loko law.
Yeah, exactly. And so I was just like, oh, they're selling a single one of it. Like, this would be kind of funny to get and drink. Let me try it. And I got the regular flavor, and it tastes exactly like it. And I was like, oh, this is one of the worst things I've ever drank. This is so fucking gross. Why am I drinking this? Why am I doing this?
Well, you're not drinking
myself?
Alcohol for the taste, Tom. You're drinking it because it gets you fucked up.
Yeah, but
up.
You could.
I could.
You could be.
If you were a loser.
What if it was both? That's the whole point. You need to get a nice balance of taste and also
Mike's hard lemonade, twisted tea.
You can't see straight.
If I'm going to drink something sugary and alcoholic, I'm going to get tricked by one of those tall ass frozen alcohol drinks at the sporting events that are like $30, even though it's like 10 ounces just stretched out. You're like, damn, that's tall as shit. You've never seen that experiment where they're like, which one has more in it?
If you're drinking twisted tea and you're over the age of 10, you're a loser.
Yeah. It's a juggalo drink.
It is, because it just, it. I mean, I don't
that's
like...
that's not true, yeah. If you're under 21, that's what twisted teas should be for. Anyone under 21.
Yeah, they should card you to make sure you're underage.
You guys are being classist.
For that, and Mike's hard.
When I was... my dad, in Ohio, they used to have the, like, you could buy, like, 2% alcohol when he was growing up. Like if you were like above 18 and like younger than 21. And that's what twisted tea should be. It should be like, if you're under 21, but above the age of 18, you can buy twisted teas.
Yeah. And by the time they're 21, they won't want to drink anymore because they associate it with throwing up twisted tea.
Hot day sitting by the river. You're like 24, 25 years old with your buddies and a case of like 24 twisted teas that are ice cold. Oh man.
I would have been drinking summer shandies sooner than that.
Same. Leinenkugel's summer shandies.
Yeah, Leinenkugel's summer shandies. Those fucking, were the shits.
Those were so...
Did you guys have those out in Alberta?
No.
Leinenkugel's?
What is it? Leinenkugel's?
Leinenkugel.
Leinenkugel is the brewery, but it's called summer shandies.
It's not a real word.
They also... Michael, Wisconsin. Did you ever have the berry one that tasted Fruit Loops that went bad?
Yeah, they were still really good.
Yeah, I still fucking drank them. But those were the sugary beers. Like
summer shandies, Aaron, are basically like... a light lemonade beer. Yeah, it's like an Arnold Palmer beer. It's just perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably the most refreshing beer like that you could have on a hot day.
I'm on their website seeing if it is by me out of more curiosity. I'm like, I'm never into the liquor store, so.
But honestly, like, that's what seltzers are now. They're like the refreshing summer drink where it's like 5%, pretty light, pretty like easily drank, but some of the flavors are like too strong, so you don't want to like actually.
Yeah,
like,
and the bubbles hurt.
Yeah, they kind of do.
The bubbles hurt so bad. That's why I only drink juice.
I open all my beers I'm going to drink that morning. Then by the night, they have no bubbles to hurt me.
Yeah, that's why they drink it in the UK flat.
Well, that's why they call it a flat of beer.
I put them in my cooler outside, and I open them all up.
Day later, a warmer.
Day later, I go back to them.
You guys ever think about that? You know how they drank like beer in ancient times, and it was like, they've all, for as long as mankind's existed, they've drank beer, right?
Yeah, well, at least as long as they had barley and hops.
Not always beer, but like wine and shit too.
Yeah, but they never had cold beer until like what? When were fridges invented?
Probably 1995, I think. It was the first time anybody had a cold beer.
They probably stored them in the snow or underground.
There's some guy that put snow in his beer. His
legend is wait, watch this. Yeah, like, I can hear everybody getting mad. Well, in England, they actually drink all of their beer warm. So
first fridge.
It's true. Yeah.
That's because they're stupid.
1913. Yeah. So you couldn't have an ice cold beer in your house until 1913.
Well, you go to the pub. You can have an ice cold anything in your house.
You know why they drink beer warm? Do you know why they drink beer warm in England though?
Because
They can't wait for it to get cold. They need it.
It like a really dark beer or like a Chimay or whatever, like one of those really high ABV Belgians. I've had those like room temperature before and they're fine.
Yeah.
Well, IPAs, India Pale Ales, they were created because when they're India Pale Ales because they needed to make it hoppier so it wouldn't go bad on the trip to India. And so, like, being hoppier or whatever made them last longer without refrigeration. So that's what they imported into for the British soldiers into India when they were doing racist stuff.
And that's why I don't drink IPAs, because those are the racist beers.
Well, I didn't drink it because I thought Indians invented it. That's why I was avoiding it. But now that I know it was British guys.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And that the fact that they were being racist, that makes it even better. It's too bad it tastes like shit. It's too bad it's the worst tasting drink ever made.
It is. Oh, it is God. The worst tasting drink ever made.
I've gone through phases of my life where I've loved IPAs, like I crave them, and then other times I'm like, whatever.
I get the appeal. I'd rather have a red. I'm playing it up.
Yeah.
I'll drink it, but like it's not the first thing I would ever choose.
Once in a while.
No, first thing I would choose, 0.0 alcohol beer. And that starts at zero. Then the next one I choose would have 1%. Work up from there.
First thing I choose, I go to the bartender and I ask for a 64 ounce of soda.
Would that be cool?
I bring my own cup and they
which soda?
Any of them.
Would that be a cool idea if I started a bar and it was like, I have this thing, they're called the Mortal Kombat. And then it's like a ladder where you start with just a little beer and then you work your way up. And the last one's just like this disgusting concoction of like Everclear and something.
It would be cool to go to a bar and order soda and they give you soda water.
Like, ooh.
Doesn't taste like anything. Yum. You didn't put the syrup
the
in.
The bubbles.
Where's the syrup? It's just the bubbles. The worst part. It hurts.
People would do that in Michigan. My girlfriend tried to order a soda and they thought she just meant like soda water mixed with something because they say pop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Those freaks.
Pop.
The pop.
I used to say pop until I moved down here.
I grew up as a pop sayer. I've started saying soda, like, one, to fit in with, like, you guys talking online, etc.
The globalized world.
And then also me saying soda, like, in Calgary. Then I'm saying an eccentric thing, like when you say ralphed instead of, like, threw up or barfed or whatever.
Shit.
So
you guys call it pop up there, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I say that I make for everything.
I was literally telling Jake, I met up with Jake when I was in Akron to service my Mercedes. My dad's Mercedes. But
easy.
It's an RV. It's not even, it's a Sprinter van, I guess. But he...
Oh, those aren't even cool.
Nah. Nah.
Those are for just bands and losers. Not even luxury at all. I hate when a guy says he has a Mercedes and I'm like, damn, this guy must be so cool. Then you find out it's a Sprinter van and he's just in a pop punk band.
Yep.
Fuck you.
Hold on. What was I just?
You're in Akron.
Jake and Pop.
You're in Akron with Jake.
Oh, Pop.
Pops and Jakey T.
Yeah. When I moved to Denver, I was telling him I stopped calling it Pop because I was insecure. So I'm now a soda guy.
Oh,
and then also, then I asked him, I'm like, what do you call the sister of your mother or father? And he's like, what the fuck? Why are you asking? I'm like, just answer it. And he's like, what was it? And I repeated, he's like, an aunt. And I was like, yeah. See, when I moved to Colorado, I started saying aunt instead of aunt. I used to say aunt, but I got insecure about it.
Aunt is very, I think it's like a Great Lake sort of thing. It's like an Ohio thing.
Yeah, super. Even though I hate saying aunt, when I say aunt, I feel gay. So I don't
it didn't feel good. I'm glad I was weak and pathetic for giving it up, but it's nice to bring it back and feel comfortable, not get judged for it.
There, I know there's a Canadian thing about saying Mario or Mario.
Mario.
I think that's just a nerd thing.
Is it?
Because people will be like, well, actually, the correct pronunciation is Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Canadians are nerds.
or like Mario Cuomo. Like that's the way Italians pronounce it. But who cares?
Well, the Midwest accent will make you say like instead of like his nemesis, they say Wario instead of Wario. Wario. Wario.
Wario.
Wario.
That's what I'm saying.
W-A-R. War.
I hate war.
Yeah, he's belligerent. He's warlike.
I haven't lived here long enough to pick up the weird ones. Like my aunts say bag. Bag. Get your bag.
Bag. Milk.
Oh, get your bag.
That's how fat he talked about his nutsack. When he got they say necrosis milk on his nutsack. He called it my bag.
My bag.
Goat.
Yeah, I had some rot on my bag.
It's a little bit of rot. A little scarlet rot on my bag.
I hate my bag rot.
Oh, my
bag rot.
They had to sew up my bag. I don't know what he's up to. Probably rotting.
Probably dying.
Yep. Yeah. Rotting his bag.
Faster than he did the day before. I can't imagine he's doing well. I can't imagine any of those people are doing well.
Nah,
well,
he's thriving.
No, it's hard to come back from that because he would have to do all the exercise he was supposed to do before. And if he wasn't doing it then, I don't think he's going to do it with half a foot.
It's just a cloud of smoke in the house, and there's just a trail of rabbit poop from like the living room to the fridge and back.
He's dragging his cast through it.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably just on like an incredible amount of pills and just isn't even.
I don't think he
living.
Is because he would be streaming.
He takes them all.
I guess you know what?
He runs
you're
out.
Right.
Yeah,
those are his streaming fuel.
You're right. I didn't even think. I forgot that he just.
Damn,
that
they make
crazy.
My cigarette taste good.
That's when he's in a good mood. All of a sudden, he's like, "Oh yeah, I want to go live.
Oh yeah, I love y'all.
Oh
love
yeah,
love everybody. Life's
checking
good.
In. Life's good. Can't move my foot. Can't move.
Life's good. Want to talk to Misty Mountain?
It's almost the black spot is almost entirely gone.
The problem is he takes so long. He takes so long of breaks between streaming that all those people just go somewhere else.
Yeah,
because it's just if people who are home all day and they're very lonely and they're just looking for any chat that's open. And if you don't go live for 6 months, they're not going to show up when you go live.
No, why would they?
Because they don't really care what you're saying. They're just looking for somewhere to be like, I like my Hot Wheels.
Yeah, they want someone to say their name and then to like get involved. Like that's all those people. Because they had all, that's why they had like 17 person calls. Because like, oh, I'm involved. I'm a part of this community. Like,
yeah.
I'm a contributor.
It's people who probably haven't spoken to someone in like 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
They still got their loyals, though, that show up and are like, still haven't got my t-shirt. Can you look into that?
Yeah. Oh, the damn post office.
Oh, the Canadian Post.
Well, that's why when the people who like did the contest would win their own contests, that's the move. Oh,
yeah,
what a good.
People would enter in their whole family.
Yeah. Oh, they won.
Sean used to do that. Oh, my dad and my mom aren't here. Can you enter them in? And also my ex-girlfriend. And they all use my email, by the way.
They're at the store. Don't worry, I'll register them.
They're at the store.
They're at the store getting my hot sauce ingredients.
Which is two bottles of hot sauce poured together.
Frank's in Louisiana.
Wolf spit.
Yeah.
That is such a like sixth grader thing to do where you're like, I'm going to make the ultimate hot sauce.
It's the ultimate. It's the ultimate sauce.
You go into the
fridge. It's just one chemical. You're increasing the concentration of one chemical. It's like saying you're going to make the ultimate alcohol. You're going to increase the ABV. Like they have Everclear.
You know, his fucking eyes lit up and he started like hyperventilating when he thought like, we take the two hottest sauces and mix them and it'll be like crazy, the wolf spit.
Double. It's going to be double. That's all
double
he got.
If it's not strong enough, use more.
He thought it would be like double the capsicum.
Like the freaking
surface
of the sun. We got to
boil it down.
Like the surface of the sun. Oh, that's hot. That just made me cry already.
I heat my house with this.
And now he's just
put it down
buying,
my throat and fart.
Now
the dog
he's
got
trash.
A little bit of it. It has diarrhea
off of whatnot.
Now.
I keep fucking getting whatnot ads on Instagram.
Mom sold my sandbox toys to some fat guy.
What kind of stuff is on whatnot?
You have to download an app, but for some reason I won't. I don't know why I won't do it because I just don't want to. I don't want to lose the time like I did on Temu. Like my daughter's way too much work now. She doesn't just sleep on my lap, so I can browse through Temu for like 2 hours. Yeah, I gotta chase her around.
You should get an assistant to search stuff for you.
I should. That's a good idea.
Well, Temu only takes a few seconds.
Yeah.
I haven't checked that in a long time.
But whatnot, like, you have to download, and I'm just like, man, I don't even want to do this. Because I already know, we watch the fucking videos every Sunday.
I just
want to
look at
there.
What they have for sale. Like, Etsy, you can look at what they have for sale
it's
on
a
the website.
It looks like there's all sorts of stuff on here. There's, like, shoes and, like, comic books and clothes and bags and stuff.
It's like a junkier version of Poshmark, right? Because like Poshmark, you can buy like clothes on there, shoes, and then you'll be able to find
water filters.
Well, that they come free.
Oh, that's a free gift.
That's the hack. But like you can, there's like I think you can buy, like people will list shit on there, like a Game Boy or an Xbox. But I mean, I don't know if you'd want to buy that off of Poshmark. But Whatnot seems to be like everything. It's the Temu of Poshmark.
It seems more TikTok based too, based on their marketing. I'm gonna download the fucking app for the show.
Yeah, you're supposed to go live, buy, sell, go live.
It's like a community of shit. I don't know. It's just weird. And like, I just don't want to download the app. Cause yeah, why do I care about live shows? I don't care about unboxing stuff. I don't care about some guy in his mom's house bought like a Sonic that he just immediately sets on the ground and goes, "All right, mom, that's yours."
Based on the marketing, it's hot people that are doing these videos. So,
well, based off of the actual real life things we see, you're right. It is hot people. He's very hot. He's a hot man.
In terms of body temperature, yes. He's very well insulated.
I love hanging out in those no title cars for sale groups on Facebook.
Oh yeah,
they're just stolen cars. And this guy today was snitching on there. He was tattling, saying, "This guy's robbing people. He from Denver. He robbed me over the weekend. He said he had a G-Wagon. It's all a setup. He'll rob your ass if you go to Denver." He has a picture of the guy's license. So funny.
I hate when I'm trying to buy a stolen car, then the fucking guy robs me. It's so unfair.
Yeah.
None of these thieves have any honor anymore.
Yeah, that's literally how the other guys are posting in there. They're like, "Man, 6 years of doing this shit, and now everyone's starting to become a fucking criminal."
That's like all the people like on the Facebook marketplace when they're selling like a PS5 for $100. And it's like, bro, that's a brick in there if you even get the box, or they are not going to meet you like at the police station.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, come to this alley. I'm going to get this PS5.
Hey, you want to meet at the police station? No, I have a warrant.
Yeah.
Meet me in this field. It's really muddy, but I laid down a bunch of 2x4s. You'll see them.
You can walk across it. It's fine.
Come on to my tent. No, my favorite is when it's like hammer for sale and it's just this claw hammer and it says like $550 and there's just this fucking pistol in the background leaning on the wall. Yeah. With like four clips in front of it, like, oh, I do expensive need hammer. One of those. That's how people sell guns on Facebook, which is so funny to try to do.
I saw an account on Twitter I liked recently, which was like pictures, people selling mirrors.
Oh yeah, I love that.
Like,
oh,
yeah. People oh, just yeah. Reflections like
in their nude.
I think that I'm sure the Twitter account aggregates from it, but it's been a good subreddit for a long time.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
There's I remember, I think it was on my old account, but there was a guy selling like 64 games, and like all the photos, he would include his feet, and he just had these nasty, gnarly yellow toenails. And
that's how people sell feet.
Do the classic one of the guy taking a picture of his shotgun and his fucking nasty Frito looking toenails are in the picture. All curled up and long. So gross.
Shoot those off.
Just take them off.
Like William Tell.
Was that what he did? Shot his toenails off?
Yeah, he shot his toenails off.
Back in like 2015, before all the boomers that are online now had seen any of those classic images, you can get people so bad with those. Like, go ahead, talk shit. And they'll be like, "Dude, your fucking feet. You're disgusting. Oh, that's nasty." Now they're like, "I've seen this in all my gun groups a lot." I've seen it's in my meme stash.
Whatnot is fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So all the bidding is through like live auctions.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, so like, yeah, like you can't buy like old shit, but there's this like you look for your favorites. Like I looked at Pet Supplies and there's two people on right now with like 14 viewers and 3 viewers. And, it's just this lady sitting there pulling out different dog toys and you bid on it with like the other people in the chat. And
Sean must be in love with Tennessee Treasures.
Here, I'm going to show you guys. She's in like a very Sean in the Pack coded room.
Oh my God.
Oh man, this is the most stream-yarded shit of all time.
And yeah, it says random pulls 47. So I think she's like selling the shit that she's bought from there or something. So like it seems like one of the Sean He videos, but if we were watching it being like, I would love to buy that fucking stuff Sonic or that Hot Wheel or whatever.
Yeah,
that
we could actually buy it from him.
Those are like if people those are like if you know remember the Sopranos arc where they're stealing the trucks full of the fur coats and shit?
Yeah.
It's like if people did that with like Temu trucks. It sucks so bad.
What this is, this very much
no,
just
it's called
seems
what,
like
not what this is.
Thank you. This is just Storage Wars, but like on your phone. This is just all those people just being like, oh, I can do Storage Wars.
They've recreated QVC, which is what a lot of the StreamYard people would have been watching like 20 years ago. They would just be watching infomercials all day.
They are just buying heaps of trash and then going on Whatnot to a smaller audience and trying to sell it for more to be like, oh, this is so rare. This is so cool. Or you keep it. I don't know. I don't
know.
You
try to sell it and then you don't. Yeah. Because it's not worth anything, because you're the sucker. Someone sold it to you, and you bought it thinking that you could sell it to someone else for more, but you're the sucker. You're the at the bottom of the food chain.
You buy something, Aaron?
No, but you can also just search for, like, products. Mm-hmm. So there's, like, I switched to it, and... Well, no, but, like, there's just, like, a big bag of cat food for $40, which,
Jesus
like,
Christ.
At that point, just go to the store and buy
what
the cat food.
What are you
doing
with a big bag? You know? What the fuck? What kind of cat
food? I'm helping out my friend.
this is rare cat food.
It was the
Royal
last one.
Canin hairball control. Okay. This is weird. This person sells, like, Lego kits and, like, hair dye and, like,
stolen
an old Pink 100%. Ranger toy.
Okay, maybe
so,
not that.
Maybe it is from like a fucking storage locker. Yeah, they're selling like a bike lock for $37. two cans of Axe for $13.
Oh, I bet Antifa would like to buy that bike lock for the next protest.
Two cans of Axe for $30. That's like more than it is at the store.
Oh, way more than it is at the store.
Last time I bought Axe, it was like $4.
Maybe they're rare flavors, though.
Mm. Oh, that's true.
When was the last time you bought Axe? When was the last time you bought Axe?
Probably eighth grade.
Inflation. It is Axe Gold,
so last
year, wood, and dark vanilla.
Yeah. Sorry, Tom. I stole your joke almost.
That's all right. You said last year, and I had to go.
Yeah, we bullied that bitch into hell. Got him.
Two bottles of children's Mucinex for $9.99, which, like, if you need it, then just go to the fucking store!
It's so weird. Like, you can DoorDash that stuff.
But also,
you
can't get
it?
Whatnot is like you have to wait for them to send it to
you.
Yeah,
they have to bring it to the post office.
I'm totally
buying
fine.
It on eBay.
Oh, my child's really sick, but let me wait 4 days for Sean to send
found
me
a hell of a deal
for Tennessee Treasures to send me this shit.
Oh, let's look at Tennessee Treasures on here.
I finally paid off all my holds.
Well, here's the thing: Tennessee
Sean
Treasures
bought a bunch of shit and had on layaway.
Man. Tennessee Treasures. I think she's an old woman who does yoga.
I think layaway, like, it's for your kids at Christmas when you're trying to buy presents for your kids at Christmas and you can't quite, like, afford it. Like, that's, I understand that. But then when you're just doing, like, well, I needed to buy myself Christmas in April. Well, I don't think that's okay. I don't think Whatnot should have layaway because that's really bad for guys like Sean.
The quality of Tennessee Treasure stuff, I think she's an old lady who acts. She tells people that she's looking for her dog and asks if she can go in their yard, and then she picks up toys from the yard and puts them into, like, the kennel.
It's a great
puts
idea.
Into her bag.
That is a good way to...
She's like, more Tennessee Treasures for me.
Tennessee Treasures. Weekly hauls from yard sales, flea markets, and the bins. DM me for links to my Discord to be the first one to see our fun finds and share your collections.
Oh, my fucking God.
3,000 followers on here. 5-star reviews across the board.
Interesting.
So she goes to flea markets in tag sales and then, like, gets the box of free toys and then ships it to Sean. So he can be like, yes, I bought stuff and my dopamine went up for 2 seconds.
She sells that box for like $300 to him.
I am just seeing the prices of all these individual items. Don't like this. So, like, 5 Sonic toys, right? There's like Sonic, Knuckles, Tails, Shadow, another one. $40. There's a stuffed Patrick from SpongeBob in a jester's costume. That one's only $5.
They probably paid $5 to buy the darts to throw them at the fucking balloon at the carnival to win that Patrick.
Vintage Muppets toys that look like they're from a Happy Meal. $12. Like, this is it adds up quickly. It's gonna be fucked up too. Like, scrolling through this now and then, you can get a talking Rosie O'Donnell doll for $10.
Well, that's cool. I wish it wasn't talking.
Yeah, shut up.
Hey. That's the reason I got the doll. That's the only reason it's preferable to her. Own. Plus, you can fuck it. gotta own it. Doll didn't say it's a lesbian.
Jesus.
Come on. I'm sorry, Rosie, if you're listening.
It's like a, it's like a Vince sentence. I decide.
Dalton said she was a lesbian. God damn it, man.
That was Alex as a kid. He was titty fucking two koosh balls.
But so presumably, Sean, he has spent like hundreds of dollars.
Well, he said that one time when he paid off his layaway, it was $415.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know it was
he
that
gets
much.
A stimulus check every month.
Yeah. I guess that's true. Social Security company, his uncle works for.
Permanent stimulus.
He's got a Guinness pension for being the largest man in Nevada.
It's intended to go to like his mom's bills and stuff, but it just goes to whatnot.
Yep, because luckily his mom and his ex have the most toothless, wettest mouths in Pahrump.
Yeah, they can only eat cat food.
Yeah, they're like the Terries.
Well, that's the benefit. If you can only eat cat food, then you can sleep most of the day away. So, hey.
Oh, does it have sedatives in it? Is that why cats do that? They put Xanax in the cat food?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I love Sean laying on his back while he's drinking Monster.
Before I go on a flight, I eat a thing of cat food real quick in the airport so I fall asleep on the plane.
Sean laying on his back all day drinking Monster. So funny.
Dude. I mean, that's...
I got to stay up for my auction.
That's so many people, though, online that are like, oh, I'm so tired sitting at the computer for 6 hours. I need my third Monster.
Fuck yeah.
Just shaking. They can't keep their eyes open.
Hey, at least they're not mixing it with tuna and saying, it's actually not that bad.
It's actually pretty good.
No, that was the bean one. Right? He drinks it, and then he's like, I'd have that again.
I can't believe his parents let him get away with that at age 44.
That's just what sucks.
I'm always blown away by family situations like that. Like, I don't know if the kid just threatens to kill themselves or it's got to be that, because I don't know how that shit flies, where you just let your kid, like, you're buying your kid Monster Energy and candy and toys and shit, and they're 44 and they're like screaming at you all day.
I guess, like, you just have an adult toddler, and just giving in to their every whim silences them for like 5 minutes, so you have like a little bit of peace. Otherwise, he would just, you know, he'd be sitting in that chair talking very loudly, complaining about how you didn't get him a Monster. I can't make any videos for my channel.
You're too tired.
Because, oh, mom won't give me this.
He's like, if you satired the end of the Joshua Jerry story, where he's just like 44, still at home, and it's like the end of fucking Dodgeball, where he's so fat he can't move and he's screaming. Like, but that's Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Sean's mom shutting him up by saying yes to everything forever.
Yeah.
And then now that's what he is. So now there's the guilt factor. Like, oh shit, look what I did to this big lummox.
Yeah.
And she has to deal with it. She has to play the fucking the Snorlax flute to wake him up every day for his monster and his treat. Fuck.
So he can be in his auction.
So she can get into the living room.
Sean, wake up. You got to go to work on whatnot.
Yeah, you got to go investing on whatnot.
I'm a buyer for Wolfpack LLC toys and my guys, I love it.
I think it's a lot of just like kind of like a broken home and spoiled kid. And you just broken sort chair. Of give them, well, eventually it leads to broken chairs, but you just
broken
give them whatever they want. And he's just like, yeah, I can just get whatever I want. My mom will do it for me. It's no problem. I never have to grow up. I never have to like have any real responsibility. It's all on her. The problem is like when she passes, if he's still there, what does he do? He doesn't do anything. It's the same as Chaos Infinity.
He'll have his ex-girlfriend around, luckily.
The fuck does Chaos Infinity do now? Like,
yeah,
he's
like...
They just sort of exist.
It had no effect on him.
No.
Well, what world do we live in, too, where the fucking mom that runs around and takes care of all these dogs and does all this work all day in the fucking desert is gonna die before the 900-pound man, man?
Yeah, I think. But like, you know,
that's why she's still alive, because she's counting on him dying first and her having some freedom.
Also, like, it's not like she's in great health. Like, so I think we can probably there. That's why I said if. I said if.
Well, she can only eat wet food, so she's not going to choke to death.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just, I mean, Chaos Infinity, it's the same situation where like the parent who kind of takes care of you passes and you just sort of still live that existence, but things become slightly more inconvenienced. So you just have to like figure out a workaround. But luckily, like now you can just use your phone. You can order stuff on an app and you're like, oh, it's okay. Like, not too different. Everything good.
Yeah, Chaos Infinity is kind of living the same life because he didn't have his mom buying him stuff really.
Yeah, maybe the vacations.
Had, like, famously had no snacks and drinks at their house when they had all those people over. It was more of like a psychological thing where he was just with his mom all the time and they were like, they had all these in jokes. Like, we saw the way they talked to each other. It was just very weird.
They're
and,
in
like,
love.
It's one of those situations where, like, you can tell he didn't have... Well, I guess he did have friends his own
friends,
age.
Friends, but, like, he doesn't go on vacations with his friends because they have to go on vacations with their moms.
Yeah, there's, like, no pressure to not just be your mom's best friend forever.
Yeah.
I think some of his friends have partners.
Maybe. Okay, sure.
They seem like that type.
Yeah, I bet they fuck a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially that normal-looking guy.
I don't know. I think the guy who plays with his foot too much has no one.
Not him, but like...
Well, imagine if he used those motions on a clit.
I know, but like he wouldn't be doing that on his foot if he had a clit to play with.
Yeah, someone needs to... Well, maybe the mom should have been there.
Rubbing on the moose knuckle. So epic.
Disgusting. But like, I mean, I think he's just taking less vacations because he doesn't have his mom's money. But otherwise, he's just laying on the couch going... Well, I don't really have any ideas for a new video, but...
He truly has no ambition, no motivation, but somehow motivation to keep making videos.
You should become one of those guys who's like a WWE fan, but for porno, where it's like beyond jacking off even. He just sees them and like starts hyperventilating, needs his picture with them and shit. Those guys are
at least
funny.
It would be an interest.
Yeah, those guys are awesome.
There are a lot of guys who are just general nerds. They knew about Star Wars and Ghostbusters and Super Nintendo, and they didn't really know a lot about it. They just kind of knew the same amount about it as everyone else did. And then they get to be an adult, and they're like, yeah, I like Super Nintendo and Star Wars, and like they don't even enjoy it anymore.
But like... But you can also be that and enjoy it. Like Bernard. Bernard loves it. The bat.
Yeah, he's an actual nerd.
But like, he's an actual nerd. He enjoys it. He like, he goes into like, he acts and like, he's in plays and like, he goes.
He probably knows Japanese to read the subtitles.
He does everything. Like, you know, of course, the piss bat situation and his house situation makes me sick.
I respect nerds that are actually smart and good at things, though.
Yeah, the actual nerds, not like guys just cosplaying as a nerd.
Yeah, guys who just have a GameCube. They're like, damn, aren't I smart?
It's guys who should have been doing manual labor, but they never got there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They would have been better off.
Yes.
Oh, big sports news. So Utah got the Arizona Coyotes. They're moving there, but they're getting new branding. They're not going to be the Coyotes. And so a great big poll opened up from the owner of the team.
Oh, I want to suck it.
About what the name of the team should be. So I don't know if they're going to actually announce it this year. I know they're not going to have a logo. They're just going to wear jerseys that say Utah on them.
Mm-hmm.
But the list of names is pretty good. Specifically one of them, which is the Utah Outlaws.
I knew you were going to say that one.
Which would be just phenomenal for like us, our brand.
They should use his logo. Outlaws. The one with the black guy.
Yeah, they should use the black outlaw. We should submit it.
The Utah Blast, the Blizzard Outlaws, the Utah Canyons, which is really stupid.
Really stupid.
Utah HC, Utah Fury, Utah Black Diamonds.
Utah HC, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Hockey Club.
Hate it.
They're trying to be
Eurobores.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Utah Ice, Utah Powder, which is funny because like very clear cocaine reference jokes that could be made for...
Ice as well, though. There's lots of meth there.
Yeah. Utah Caribou. I like that one.
Caribou would be cool.
There was a IHL team that used to play the Detroit Vipers called the Indianapolis Ice.
So many of these are like names from like create a team GM mode in an NHL game.
Yeah.
The Utah Squall. Utah Freeze.
Oh, Final Fantasy. That's right.
Utah Yeti.
Yeti, I like a lot.
But it has to be Yetis.
No, it's the Cup Yeti. It's a cup brand.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're trying to get the Stanley Cup.
The Utah Mountaineers, the Utah Venom, the Utah Swarm, Utah Glaciers.
Which... How about the Indians?
Nah, they can't do that because of woke. Then Hive, Mammoth, and Frost. But I would like it if our listeners went and voted for Outlaws. You can select up to four of your favorites.
You know what I'm mad they didn't do?
Hmm.
Speaking of soda, like we're talking about earlier, Utah's the big soda state.
Are so they?
Having, yeah, they have they like different pop? Chains there. They, one of the chains there is called Swig. What about the Utah Swig?
Mm. That's pretty good.
Okay.
There's a thing there called dirty soda, where they mix a bunch of like sugary syrups together to make special shit. They have like, it's like walking into an ice cream store there, and but it's like they get their big gulp and they put in different flavor shots and shit.
Mm.
But since they're Mormons, that's all they do.
Like a soda shop, like an old school soda shop.
Yeah, and there's competition there. There's like five big ones.
Interesting.
Did you guys ever learn about the hole in the wall gang in Utah?
No, but I'm already horny.
You know why they called them that? Because they made a hole in the wall and they would all fuck it.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Damn. That's pretty cool.
They made a couple movies about it.
We're going to a little hole in the wall later to fuck if you want to come by.
If you saw a hole in the wall, would you stick your winky through it?
Yeah, the first, before even looking through it, I'd put my penis in.
What's on the other side?
I'm not bad, I don't know.
A woman, surely.
Surely, in this men's bathroom.
A fucking mott, a porn star.
Ooh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you've seen the videos then, Chet. Always
I would have to check if it was my wife.
Nah. Peeking your head over the top.
I'm not taking a chance. Back there?
Is that you?
Hey.
Oh, it's just some stranger. Fuck this.
You know it's her and she sees your penis come through the hole. Come on. It's for glory.
It's my kink.
Come on, it's my kink.
I still love the idea of the glory hole that just doesn't go anywhere. It just goes into the wall.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
On the stall that's like the facing the wall, drilling.
Or it goes outside.
Yeah.
It's just on the corner stall, and it just goes outside. And there's a penis sticking out.
Just people walking by, there's just big, slapping it.
There's big lights shining on it, and big red arrows pointing at it. So everyone walks by, can just see it. You're standing there like,
They call that old glory,
bro. If they had that at the gathering, that shit would get. There'd be so many. It's like motion censored selfies. Pictures going off like a traffic cam. All these little penises.
Yeah, but so say the glory hole that just goes outside and there's like lights and stuff like pointing at it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, eventually someone's gonna just go up and suck that dick when it's out there, which is just like
they're gonna walk up and flick it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. No, they're gonna slap the tip.
Doink! No, long enough timeline. There's gonna be someone that's horny for the dick that's out there if it's like a nice long one or like.
Well,
a good
you're
one.
In public, maybe, but like maybe at night.
Yeah, right. So, like, by doing that, you've just made another glory hole.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but it is a glory hole. Well, it's just a glory hole that goes outside with arrows.
You can ruin it for everybody by making the guy nut, and then he goes soft and pulls out. Fun's over, everybody.
Pack it in.
How about this? The person thinks that it's going through to the other wall, but it's outside, but it's too high up for anyone to go suck it, but there are crab apple trees all over.
Okay.
They're all over the ground. There's a bunch of rowdy college students, and they see the penis up there with the lights pointing at it, and they know what to do.
That's the thing. If there was the outdoor glory hole at the gathering of the Juggalos, every single Juggalo there would put their penis through that glory hole, but also every single one of those Juggalos would be throwing bottles of Faygo at every penis that pops out of there.
Just running up and trying to kick it with boots on. No, if you did the gathering, you'd go to seek your penis through, another one would come through, just mush it. You'd be like, sorry, man.
Breaking it. Both of them.
Well, it's like when you enter an aisle at the store, you're going, trying to get around each other.
They both put it in at the same time. Yeah. Just waiting for someone to suck it.
Anyone over there? Anyone on your side?
Anyone on your side
coming to suck it? No, how about you? That was such a stupid idea.
That's why you have to mark clearly in and out.
Yeah.
It's like leaving the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the COVID times when you could only go up the aisle in one direction.
You just need like you need to put a fence on the outside so they can't put their penis through.
Yeah. Because if you put it in, see, if someone climbed up the crab apple tree and put their penis through the hole from the outside, that would be fucked up.
Yeah.
Because they didn't pay the ticket price to get in.
Yeah.
That was the old creepypasta where the guy was walking down a street he hadn't been down at night. He left the bar and he hears this chanting behind a wall where they're going 29, 29, 29, 29. It's getting louder and louder. And he sees this hole in the wall and he goes down and puts his eye up to see what the fuck's going on behind the wall. And then all of a sudden, a penis sticks right into his eye. And then they start chanting, 30, 30, 30,
30. And then he puts his other eye.
Yeah, he puts his mouth over the hole.
Damn, I wonder what they were counting.
he never saw because the penis hit him in the eye.
He couldn't see.
Oh, you know what I would do?
The moral of the story is mind your own business.
I would have a fake eye, and then I would put it over my asshole. And then I would put my butt up to
it. Put it in like your butt, and then the poke it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So then when he puts it through, it's like, you're gay. Yeah.
You'd unclench and it would go foomp.
Catch him.
Do you think they would count that?
So you'd have to unclench and then clench 31. And catch him. I don't think they would count that. I think I was specifically looking to poke guys in the eye.
I'll be so mad if they steal that scene for the next Dune.
Mm-hmm. Dune 3.
Yeah.
They kind of did that in Mr. Show.
I can't wait till Dune 3 comes out and they're spelling it D-U-N-3.
There was the one where it was like the musical about the farm.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. With the daughter. That one was really good.
And then it turns out it's the milking machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
It was like musical.
I think the first time I ever like found out about like the concept of a glory hole was the first Scary Movie. When I think it was Sean Wayne's character, like, dies when the penis goes through his, like, ear and through the other side of his ear and, like, kills him.
I think the first time I heard about it was in a Tom Clancy book, which is funny.
Probably porno for me.
Okay. I had one in my room growing up.
Did you put it in?
No, my uncle did.
Oh, yeah, shit.
It was just one of those classic things. We had the tin cans on the string. Mm-hmm. We had the glory hole. All the stuff. Kids.
Well, how would you know if it was your? How would you know if it was your uncle? But like, what he would be on the other side. So how do you know he put it in?
Well, because I saw him drilling it in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's not much of a glory hole if you see the guy. Well, what's the point in that?
I mean, I would recognize the taste.
My most unfair thing about glory holes is it's hard to kiss through.
Yeah.
After.
Yeah, you have to really pucker. You'd have to be like a hummingbird.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends how thick the wall is. Or it's not that thick. It wouldn't be that hard. Or how big the hole is. What if it was a big glory hole?
It would be funny to make it really thick.
What if it was a glory hole, but like it was just the size of like the whole wall, but like it was just a small little outline of the wall, but you could see everything through it?
There's probably Telegram groups telling you where glory holes are.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sure. Well, isn't that like... what was the app my sibling-in-law had? Sniffies. Sniffies.
Oh, yeah, Sniffies.
They stayed when we were here. They were looking, and there was, like, three of them, like, 5 miles down the road. And it's like, oh, okay, good to know.
See, that one I'm not going to download. I already downloaded Whatnot, and it asked for my phone number, so I said, fuck it, and I'm not going to download Sniffies. I honestly don't want to know. Like, I don't want to know if there's a guy in a bathroom down the street who's, like, trying to get fucked.
Suit yourself.
I just looked up how to find a glory hole, and I got a website called holehunter.com.
Nice! So
find nearby glory holes, adult bookstores, video arcade, bathhouses, dark rooms, nude beaches, and other...
Yeah, Lion's Den. I knew, like, those arcades.
You guys got
stuff,
Lion's Dens near you?
Not near us, but I drove by...
I know Tom knows them still.
When,
Chad's probably got one near him.
Mm-hmm. Like the old man clubs?
No, it's a physical porno store, but they have, like, the little video...
The booths.
Oh, no, I
so
don't
you can
know.
Watch pornos.
Yeah, they're so you watch pornos and jack off there. It's for truckers to stop that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be for truckers. But there's...
it's lock lizards.
When I used to drive to my gym when we lived downtown here, I would drive by, I think it was like Adult Time. I forgot the name of it, but every day. And it's just like this blank gray building with like a single door. And when I would go in the morning, there'd be no cars. But when I would leave at like 11... a.m. the gym, like there would be like four cars there, and I was just like, oh, I wonder what those guys are doing. What's everybody's doing?
I wish Adult Time was more like a Starbucks for child-free parents to go watch Bluey.
Yeah, that's always
a child-free parent. I relate with everything they say, and I don't want the don't want the
I can't the handle the responsibility.
Kids. Yeah. I want to interfere with everything. I want to tell them how to do everything and like how where they should go to school and stuff and what they can learn in school. I just don't want the kids of my own, but I'm like a child-free parent and I watch Bluey.
So I just found r/gloryhole locations.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
It has 260,000 members.
Oh, okay.
My God. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I mean, I'm fine. It doesn't bother me.
A lot of it is just so obvious, like Planet Fitness, potentially Cruisy Men's Locker Room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Duh.
The bathroom at Walmart, potentially Cruisy location. These aren't glory holes. It's just a random bathroom.
All. Yeah, I don't think it's all glory holes.
The gym at UMass? Yeah, okay.
The other one's more honest, just saying Hole Hunter.
I have a sniffy story I want to get out before we move on from it. Because sniffies comes up a lot on Seeking Derangements, right?
Yeah, of course.
And I was talking to my girlfriend about it, and she was like, no, what's sniffies? I'm like, hey, let's look it up. Why not? And so I went on to Google, and I'm doing it with my girlfriend, so it's not sus. But we go on a sniffy. You don't have to create a fucking account or whatever. You can just fucking see it. Mm-hmm. And like, it was 140 meters from my house. There was like an old guy's like ass and cock and balls. He was like 52 years old. And there's, yeah, like two on my block were using it. It's crazy. There's so many.
Yeah.
So many.
Yeah, good for them.
And I also have a glory hole thing. So I was wondering how, like, who invented them. And it took me to Quora. Glory. And yeah, it's this chick named Gloria. No, there's this lady called Jessica Palmer.
Gloria. Gloria Hole.
You know how they'll have like their like why they're an expert or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So Jessica here, it says she's an adult website reviewer. Many historians believe that glory holes actually date all the way back to ancient Egypt.
Ooh.
And there are numerous hieroglyphs that would appear to support this theory. The practice later spread to Greece, where it was more commonly associated with bathroom use. Mm-hmm. Here's an ancient Greek glory hole plug dating back to the 15th century BC, which is pretty cool.
Another thing was never
it's got in. It's got a cock with some wings on it. And then it also appears that glory holes were developed independently in ancient Asia, where they are more commonly used by members of the upper class before the practice slowly began spreading to other regions in the lower class. And then the second one, I'm not going to read it all, but this is a guy named Lee, and his title on Quora is Masturbator/Cocksucker. Masturbator, he spelt wrong. Question, have you ever used a men's room's glory hole? I used to go to a softball field near my house that had a restroom with a big glory hole. I would sit on the toilet and wait for any guy that wanted to show off their big cocks or stick it through the hole for a wet, sloppy blowjob. There was usually a lot of traffic after the game, and some of the older dads would come in, and then when they realized that the glory hole was right there next to the trophy urinal, they would shake and get a nice hard-on, giving me a show. And this goes on for about like 6 or 7 times longer. So
such a liar. Jesus.
I didn't know you got so horny on Quora.
Oh, people get horny on there. I mean, because the one, I think a lot of it is just like the people that used to write into like Hustler magazine, where it's just a story. Yeah. They're just making up stories.
Okay, yeah.
Like we've talked about Quora,
the best day so of all times. Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Five Secret Stash of Mountain Dew sucked a bunch of dad's dicks at the softball field. Best day ever.
Yeah, they're Devin Sweeney stories.
Yeah, they really are. Where it's just like, okay, well, I'm not, you know, I hope you really do and you had a great time, but I'm not sure I really believe everything you're saying.
That is a fucking, that's such a Devin story.
I just love that as like a profession or like why you should be respected in your opinion. It's like, yeah, I'm a cocksucker, masturbator.
It would be cool to do the Aziz Ansari thing through the glory hole. Like someone puts their mouth up to it and you put your fingers in and try to do the fish hook.
Pull them through.
Yo, what are you doing?
Caught
you. Yeah, trying to catch him like a fish.
Oh, dang, sorry. Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I was flirting.
Dang, sorry. I was listening to Jay-Z.
Aziz Ansari, fish hook glory hole. Great character.
God damn it.
You had to wait 55 minutes to hear that great character.
I just hope he wasn't using his left hand.
Mm-hmm.
True.
These are dominant hands.
The funniest, stupid. Like, racist joke.
Oh, good one.
Do you think anyone said that before? when that came out?
No, probably. Everybody yeah, I just said, it. I, everybody said, Aziz, I'm sorry. No one said,
I hope he didn't use his left hand to do the fish hook. Because you know what they use those for.
God damn it.
Looking it up on x.com.
You're canceled, bro.
Looking it up on xvideos.com. Aziz Ansari.
Ansari. xvideos.com. I wish I could go on that.
Guy that every time he goes to watch porn, he just starts typing J because it goes to Jim and Pam porn parody. xvideos.
That is, I love that because that's the guy who like got his first laptop or computer and was like, doesn't have to share it with anybody. He's like, I don't have to do incognito and I can save all my videos.
I log into all the sites. I comment.
They're on the desktop.
Yeah. Just little links on the desktop.
I used to love going to just random videos to read the comments.
Oh, yeah. Pornhub had great, great names.
Your mom, bitch. Fuck you. All like 10 months apart, but the same people.
Yeah, people get really toxic.
Seriously. I hate that. They should all get
together. I see why a lot of people don't post on there anymore. They moved to Blue Sky.
plus they kept banning all the guys that were like just uploading Fortnite clips. They banned
guys.
They're uploading Fortnite clips and be like, I fucked this guy's mouth in his box. And it's just him killing someone in a box fight.
That was the compromise.
It's too filthy.
That's going to be the compromise to get it unbanned in North Carolina and Texas, mm-hmm. is they take all the gay shit off.
Good luck. Good luck, man. They keep showing me that stuff every time I search it.
Yeah, it sucks.
That would be the ultimate centrist compromise.
There's porno.
Everybody on there has to be married.
It's hard to search stuff on there. I can't tell which is the on and off toggle. It's doing straight and gay, and it keeps showing me gay stuff. I can't tell which one is which.
See, when I'm searching big sucks. Hard cock, I mean going inside of a woman, not this. Come on.
What the hell's up with all these male-male female threesomes? When's the girls show up? These are long as fuck. The hell? They patched women out of my pornos.
It went woke or unwoke. I'm not sure.
Either way, I'm pissed off.
It'd be a great genre. Male-male female threesome with invisible woman. Gay guys fucking.
Green screened woman.
They're both thinking about her.
Speaking of fucking a guy in the green screen.
Yeah.
Big news for Lord of the Rings fans. There's a Gollum movie coming on, directed by and starring Andy Serkis.
Wow.
Nice. He knows Gollum.
Too bad that one guy isn't around to see it anymore.
Which one?
The guy who died.
Gollum?
Who?
From Lord of the Rings.
Peter Jackson.
Steve Albini?
Yeah, oh, Peter no. Jackson. Steve Albini.
The guy, yes, goddamn that. He's Lord of something else. Moving on.
The Flies.
I think it was, who was the King?
Frodo.
No, let's get into the King discourse. Of Rohan.
I'm not getting into any fucking discourse.
I'd rather go to the Tennessee Treasure Discord than get into that discourse.
Absolutely.
He saw the Nevermind cover and said, I like that you put a naked baby on it, but could you go a little younger next time? So that's why they made it in utero.
I'm gonna start working for the Hole Hunters Discord. So fucked up. I'm gonna start working for the Hole Hunters Discord and geolocating holes for them. Hey, where is this?
No, I can find it right.
A hole in the wall.
Finding those on Google Street View, just a random like a woodpecker hole.
Some guy that's in LA
submitting one that's in a tree.
Hey, I saw this big cock coming through this hole. Where is this? Gotta let you know, buddy. But those are Chilean poles. That's really far from you. You're gonna have to go on a plane to suck that thing.
Misidentifying glory holes, just seeing it in a tree. Putting that on the website, taking a picture of it.
It's a birdhouse.
There's actually
yeah, birdhouse.
Just putting it in someone's house you don't like.
Did you hear about that? Because the woodpeckers out west, because of the toxins, like all the chemicals in the smog. They used to be pileated woodpeckers, but now there's these birds that only attack minorities. They're called pileated peckerwoods.
Oh, no.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Ew. Isn't that crazy? And then there's another one where they don't make holes anymore to live in. They only make glory holes. They're called pileated cocksuckers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
At least they're performing a valuable service.
Those are my bird jokes of the week, sponsored by Audubon. Donate to the Audubon Society.
Yeah, it's about time they got sexual.
Going bird watching with like professionals and having your little checklist is pileated peckerwood. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, they're racist.
You haven't heard about the racist bird only dive bombs black guys in the running.
Yeah, they bred them.
Yeah.
They bred them in the South.
Yeah. Ironically, they're the invasive species. Yep.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for being subscribed on Patreon.
Thank you for
letting me live test show my stand-up. If you want.
Yeah, thanks for letting me test all my stand-up material.
Check out the live show June 16th. Mike's going to be opening with the Peckerwood Band. Get your tickets.
I guess it really was woodpeckers that invented the glory hole, after all, before any of us were even here.
It was actually the cocksucker.
Wait, okay, let's see. Let's find the closest glory hole, Beacon, New York.
I hope it's on stage.
It's going to be on stage. No,
if there's not one there now, check the site again in about 2 months. 3 months.
If there's any damage to the bathroom, it was probably our fans.
Jesus Christ, there was like a big pop-up with like a cock that came from gloryhole.com.
Well, you are looking for a glory hole, so I don't know why you would scream and be surprised by it.
Well, you might be looking for it at work.
Oh, no, I wasn't expecting this glory hole. It's like you might have a glory hole.
You might make reservations at a restaurant while you're at work, but you don't want to see the food.
Yeah.
It's for later.
No, I would want to see the food, because why would I get a reservation at a restaurant?
Well, Gordon Ramsay said if there's pictures on the menu, it's a bad restaurant.
Well, there wouldn't be pictures on the menu.
How awesome would it be if you're sitting there sucking dicks all day in the glory hole, and then at one point a straw comes through and it's McDonald's Sprite and it's so good.
Ooh, that would be so awesome.
I got you, bro.
But it would suck to accidentally put the straw into someone's penis.
True.
Well, and sound them.
Get it mixed up.
Just get your mouth open and the straw hits it and you're like, nothing like McDonald's Sprite.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
We love you. Doesn't look like there's any glory holes in Beacon. I'm sorry.